This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Monday is the last day to register to vote in Pennsylvania. Political and nonpartisan groups across Lehigh and Northampton counties are ramping up efforts to get people signed up in time. Clearing up voter confusion is one challenge, and as WLVR's Tyler Pratt reports, the pandemic has created unprecedented obstacles for that outreach.
Ashley Strange is wearing a black mask that says, vote early.
Right now, we are just trying to get people to vote. And we understand that a lot of people don't want to vote.
Strange is with the grassroots group Lehigh Valley Stands Up. They've endorsed some down-ballot Democratic candidates. Instead of going door-to-door, she says they've made hundreds of thousands of phone calls.
What people are doing is they're not just calling to find out who you're going to vote for or if you're going to vote. We're calling to find out how they are. We're calling to find out what we as a community can help them with. And then we're going to talk about how the election coming up is probably a source of a lot of their anxiety. That's what we're hearing from a lot of people.
To try to make participation easier, the group's using MotiVote. It's an online tool with voter information, like a to-do list with rewards.
Every single time you finish a task, like checking where your voter registration is or inviting other people to the tool, you'll get points that you can use as prizes. You can get like a signed book from Michelle Obama, you know, designer masks, things like that.
Thank you.
Kathy Harrington is running around Allentown dropping off political flyers. The vice chair of the Lehigh County Democratic Committee stops into a local electricians union to give them some signs.
It's harder now to manage the campaign because it used to be we'd get in a big room together, we'd have 100 people come, they'd pick up a walk packet, they'd pick up their turf. We have big phone banks with tons of people in the room all together making phone calls. None of that can happen now.
She says in some ways, voter mobilization is more difficult this year. The Democratic campaign wasn't even going door to door until recently, but it's forced them to come up with new ways to reach people.
Everyone's running a little campaign right out of their home and for their area. So in some ways, I think that's better because the neighbors know you. It's a more personal thing for everyone, for the volunteers and the voters.
Katie Supas is a director at the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center in Allentown. The nonpartisan group is using social media and Zoom to reach people and clarify voting steps.
Making sure people know that this is the first year that everyone in Pennsylvania can vote by mail without any specific excuse for having to vote that way. Letting people know about these changing deadlines and these changing specific procedures.
Like making sure mail-in voters know to use the envelope that comes with their ballot to ensure it gets counted. And Supa says she's hearing a lot of concerns from voters.
About the integrity of whether people should be voting by mail and the safety of whether people should be voting in person.
If you live in the Lehigh Valley, a national bellwether for the presidential election, you're probably flooded with political mail. Some of it confusing. Wyatt Monty Payton runs the headquarters for the Lehigh County Republican Committee.
I get multiple calls every day, people asking about, I didn't request a mail-in ballot, why did I get this paper? You know, I'm like, it's probably a scam then. If you didn't request it, the only way you should get a mail-in ballot is if you fill out the form and request it.
Payton says the Republican Party has really upped their game in the Lehigh Valley when it comes to door-to-door outreach. And while he says they're helping people get mail-in information, the committee is encouraging people to show up on November 3rd.
If you're able to vote in person, if you don't have any, you know, underlying medical conditions or stuff like that, then you should definitely go to the polls. You know, it's the tried and true way of how elections work.
Payton says the Lehigh County Tea Party has also been active in voter mobilization by knocking on doors and with roadside flag wavings. Chairman Tom Carroll recently spoke at a fundraiser for a couple hundred people, encouraging them to stay in line on election day, even if it's a long wait.
Even if it's a long line, come, stay, don't go, we have it, too important. So we need people to help on election day. We also need people that actually can go inside and watch the polls. Those are poll watching, they need a certificate for that.
Republicans and Democrats plan to have poll watchers inside on election day and volunteers outside. Meanwhile, many people are already early voting. A few days later, a steady stream of people made its way through the Lehigh County Government Center in Allentown, voting in person and dropping off ballots. Ashley Strange with Lehigh Valley Stands Up was there too, with a DJ.
Hey, y'all want some buttons?
She She set up a table outside and a food truck, offering free tacos to anyone getting registered or voting early. Strange is planning more events leading up to November 3rd, but she's also setting her sights beyond the election.
We don't want to just get them involved. We don't want to call them on Monday, get them to the polls on Tuesday, and then never hear from them again on Wednesday. We need to make sure that we're building a force for change.
Monday is the deadline to register to vote. October 27th is the final day to apply for a mail-in ballot, but it needs to be postmarked by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.